This life was all I ever wanted.
I'm not leaving. Not yet.
I was hoping you'd say that.
We gotta hit the streets, make some money.
People like us must destroy people like him. Buckle up.
Get Showtime free at Showtime.com.
My brother Jack.
Let's go. All the smoke.
Just getting started, baby. Just getting started.
Welcome back to a special COVID-19 edition of All the Smoke Satellite with my brother Jack with the virtual handshake.
You know what
I'm
saying?
My brother. I can't feel your sweaty hands. I'm kind of happy about that.
you got to put the soul on. You didn't put the soul on the end of it, though. The handshake. You didn't put the soul on the end of it. Yeah, man. All that. Yeah.
We got soul. Man, we got a special guest. Good friend of mine, former teammate, Chris Paul. Welcome.
C Pizzle.
What's happening, fellas?
Appreciate your time, man.
From the house.
So you back in L.A., right, with the fam?
Back in L.A., man. As soon as I got the chance to leave Oklahoma City to get back here with the crew, I was on the first thing smoking.
So how is it? we both got kids that go to school together. I know that homework is kicking my ass. Like, this online stuff is no joke, man. How's it been over there? You're in game mode mentally, but now you're at home with the family during this epidemic. What's it like back in the mix?
Listen, man. Listen, it's crazy because it's different. It's different, especially being in Oklahoma the past 6-7 months, waking up when I want to wake up, watching shows all the time, every morning, and then to have this break and then to come home and be thrown right into these math problems and these word problems and projects. Because Chris, the boys too, they had to work on that project or whatever, mm-hmm. right?
Where presentation, they had to write a story. Commercial, all that. Yeah, write the story.
Yeah. Instead of writing paragraphs, little Chris trying to make the picture big just so he can put like two sentences.
Less words. Hey, you was telling us a story off camera about how you was working them out the other day. Talk to us about that.
Listen, man. And you know, Johnny, like when I'm gone, Johnny usually dribbles too much.
Shout out Dribble Too Much.
Yeah, he works Chris out, and, you know, it's great. But, you know, us traveling all the time as dads, you know, we don't never get the chance to do it ourselves.
Right.
So now being home, we was working out the other day, and little Chris was like, come on out here. I had him doing some sprints, said, you want to go to the basketball court stuff? He said he was tired, and then he sort of cried and all that, but I don't know about y'all, but my pops was hard on me. He was real hard on me. And so, man, little Chris went in his room. We got that little Nest camera where you can see what he's saying and what he's doing. And he was in there talking cold, hard cash. He was talking shit. And he was like, man, I'm ready for daddy to go back. What? Man, that hurt me. It hurt me, like, for real.
Tough.
It hurt me.
Because, you know, big shout out to moms. I really want to shout out moms and teachers right now, man. Moms for just that day-to-day life of just holding down the fort while we play. And then teachers.
Yo, teachers. Man, shout out
y'all
to
y'all are underpaid, man.
Listen. First thing I did when I caught little Chris saying that was I called my folks. I called my mom and my daddy. And I told my daddy, I said, I know I'm doing something right.
Right.
Because me and my brothers told my daddy we was going to call social services on him.
Shout out to all the teachers that's passing motherfuckers that was dumb as hell. I appreciate y'all.
That's how you slid through. Hey, Jack, I'm gonna tell you right now, bro. I don't know if you can pass the kind of shit they doing right now. Like, I'm thinking, I'm fifth grade. So what's fifth grade? I'm 30 years, almost 30 years removed from the schoolwork they're doing. So I definitely don't remember that shit. And I'm looking at these math problems, and then
they got Singapore math and all this stuff. They learn so many different ways. I carried the one.
That shit is outdated.
Different.
That's because we got
them.
That's because we got him in these schools, CP. These schools, these very expensive private schools.
Another conversation.
Chris, you know, a lot of people don't know Chris. Little Chris goes to school with my boys over at Viewpoint now. So it was dope to get them because they always played together. I just sent you that video the other day. I was going through my Instagram. Yes. I couldn't sleep. And there was a picture of them when me and Chris were on the Clippers. I want to say like in 2013, and the boys were at my condo in Marina Del Rey. And they're so little trying to shoot the basket. It was just crazy. I sent that shit to Chris the other day. And, you know, they were really close, obviously, while we played together with the Clips. And then, you know, once I was gone and then Chris went to Houston, they still stayed in contact, but really didn't get to see each other. And then, you know, Chris decided to move his family back to L.A. as home and send them to Viewpoint now. So now it's dope to see them play on the same teams and give them a chance to grow up with each other. It's been really fun.
It's so dope. And you know what's crazy about it is that before Chris was at school with the twins, he was at school with Cameron, with with Stack's son. And that was his right-hand man. That was his right-hand man when they was at Buckley. And now it's crazy because when I started having kids, I wanted to have three. I originally wanted three. I wanted to have two boys because I'm one of two boys and a girl. And the fact that I only got two, Carter and Isaiah are the brothers that Chris never had.
They love it. Man.
That's dope.
What?
Them dudes are stuck on FaceTime constantly all throughout. I'm just like, you just talk to little Chris.
TikTok all day,
man, all the little dances, telling it to, you know, we got 500 likes. I think if we do this time, the likes will go up. Like, they're over here strategizing about their TikToks. The shit, I just got to sit back and laugh because they're fucking around looking at their phone while they're playing video games and talking to little Chris and then playing video games. And then they stop the video game and do a whole TikTok dance, go back
it's
to the, like,
going
the shit
on.
Is... It's crazy. So, like, our thing is, so for Viewpoint, they're supposed to be in school from, like, 9 to 3. Like, so it's like a real-ass day, and it would trip me out.
No, it is.
What they would trip me out is, like, the little, well, Dad, we're supposed to take a break. This is normally our 15-minute break, so this is when we got to take a break. I'm like, nah, you got to keep your mother, let's do this motherfucking work. Let's get, no, Dad, this is our break. I'm like, okay, so I give them a little 15, 20-minute break.
Stay on routine, I'm trying to fuck up the routine, man. You trying to fuck
straight
up the routine.
Straight
I'm
up.
A PE teacher.
Right, because if we take them out at lunchtime, and that's when we go on our runs, or we'll play football, play basketball. Dad, we have an hour now to do recess, so we got. I'm just like, but they're really sticking to the schedule. I think it's just amazing to be a part of it, man. I hate that we're going through this, but being able to spend a lot more time with my boys, even though it's tough, man, I love it.
Man, straight up.
Yeah. So talk to us a little bit. What is the state, you being the president of the players for the NBA, where do we stand with what the hell is going on right now?
Man, you know what's crazy is it's so much uncertainty and for everybody. And I don't know, it's weird. It's weird because a lot of times there's a lot of stuff going on within the league or whatever, a lot of moving parts, and somebody got the answers, right? You just got to try to figure out who got them, you know? You know, think about, like, when we get texts or all that stuff like that. So we like, man, somebody know if we're going to get suspended. Somebody know the answers. But in this situation, nobody knows. Like, it's crazy. I was talking to Adam the other day. And, I mean, like, for real, shout out to Adam and the fact that he actually communicates with us. You know what I mean?
I like Adam Silver, man.
Yeah, and trying to figure out what's right, but... Just there's no answers right now. Everybody just basically got to wait and see, you know, how this thing plays out. And obviously, at the end of the day, we all like miss hooping. Oh my goodness! Yeah. Like this Jordan documentary.
Oh yeah, it's much needed.
What?
But it's still what 19 days away.
Yeah, man.
We ain't got nothing but time.
I don't think we all realize how much like we appreciate the game or appreciate. All the little things, you know what I mean? It's crazy something like this have to happen, right?
Right.
This, it make you like when somebody hits you and say, yo, you want to go have drinks? You know, needs to be like, nah, I'm going to chill tonight. Watch what happens next time.
Right. They're going to be out. Once we get clear, take the
breath. But right now with hoop, we just really don't know, Maddie.
You talking to any of the guys, keeping up, seeing what they're doing? What are you kind of doing as far as communication with players still?
Man, as far as my teammates, like, we got a group chat or whatnot. We all FaceTimed the other day just to see what everybody had going on. Man, I talked to Kyle Lowry yesterday, talked to Rudy Gay, talked to Braun, Melo. I mean, I've been talking to all different guys. And then the cool thing, too, is our executive committee now, right? It's a great mix of guys. It's C.J. McCollum, Andre Iguodala, Jaylen Brown, Anthony Tolliver, all these guys. We all just trying to figure out the possibilities because, you know, it's paychecks. It's all this different type of stuff. It's so much stuff that goes into trying to make these decisions. And I don't know. It's like working out. That's something that we all take for granted. Yep, Kyrie too. Kyrie.
Yeah, yeah.
Kyrie new on the board, man, which is so dope. So I actually talked to Kyrie for a while the other day, probably like 2-3 days ago. When I got down to the Bahamas after the All-Star game, I walked into the big like meeting for the room for the meeting, and I walked in, and I seen Kai sitting next to Brad Beal, and I was like, damn, Kai, I ain't never seen you. Like, I was excited to see him, you know what I mean?
And we
talked about it, and you always need those voices because everybody ain't going to have the same opinion.
Right.
You know, so having y'all know when Jack, when y'all came in, Matt, y'all came through, it wasn't like that.
Mm-mm. Not at all.
You know what I mean? Guys didn't get an input about anything. I mean, they didn't feel comfortable doing it.
Right.
Now, any decision that's made, you best believe that majority of the players was in on it.
Well, you know why? I credit that to you and Bron, because now the main reason why motherfuckers comfortable in speaking their mind on certain shit that they wouldn't speak their mind on before, because we didn't, is because they know y'all listening. They ain't just speaking for nothing. Y'all actually taking their opinion and what they thinking to heart, you know what I'm saying, and really paying attention to them. So I think that makes a difference, man. Shout out to you and Bron and the rest of y'all guys for getting that done.
Definitely. Man,
appreciate that. But shout out to, for real, the players, like everybody as a whole. I think we all, and we still getting better. Even having things like this, all the smoke, where guys can come on and just be comfortable and be themselves. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, I don't care what it is, players know players.
Right.
Straight up.
You know what I mean?
Straight up.
So you know how you think. And this helps me even in the business world when I think about entertainment or whatnot. Like, I'm actually going to do something like April 6th where I'm doing a few interviews or whatnot. But I think about it as a player as far as how do you make those requests. You know what I mean? Like, you think about your relationships, and I'm sure y'all do it with all the smoke. I'm sure, like, the producers and stuff be like, look, let's get this person. We'll send the invite. And y'all be like, nah, let me do it.
Exactly.
Because it's different when it comes from you. So you just know when you are the talent and you the hooper.
Right. No, it's good. I want to jump back before I forget because we didn't get a chance to speak about it, bro. I want to shout you out and everyone involved that was in the process of changing the All-Star game. That shit was amazing, awesome, bro. Shit was amazing. The competition level, the excitement, the quality of play. Like, I really want to tip my hat to you, bro, especially because you brought life back, because that game was on life support, real talk. And you and whoever helped you come up with the idea, definitely a shout-out to you. But tell me how that came about, because I know you were very integral in that happening.
That's crazy, because I'll be forgetting about that sometimes. It's funny, man, because even the whole thing of doing the draft, right, how you draft now, right, as far as the All-Star game, me, Michelle Roberts, and Adam and their team, we actually came up with that idea, too. And the reasoning behind that was, like, I've been blessed to play in all these All-Star games, but I felt like I was playing with the same guys year in and year out.
All the time, right.
Yeah, so I was... And I'm always looking at it from a fan perspective. So the funniest thing is that I actually sort of came up with that idea, but I had never made an All-Star game to play in it.
Oh, since.
Right. Since coming up with that idea, I had made an All-Star game to play in it. And so last year, the TBT tournament that comes on right during the summer, the championship game was in Chicago. I'm a big fan. I had a team in the TBT. I was at the game, and it was crazy. Ohio State won the championship. So after the game, I called Adam. Well, I think before the game, I called Adam, and I was like, Adam, you should watch this game. Watch the TBT. I think we should try to introduce it into the All-Star game. Adam watched it. We talked about it, you know, for a while. And then, you know, when we unfortunately lost our brother Kobe or whatnot, me and Adam talked again about how to sort of switch it up a little bit to honor Kobe at the same time. And then what was even better was that I finally made the All-Star game. Right?
The stars
Which I
aligned.
Didn't know that was going to happen. And you know me, Maddie, I'm crazy competitive, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, times 10.
Man, listen. And that's one of the biggest things I miss about Kobe and not getting that opportunity to play with him when the trade stuff happened is that
I was there. Kobe, they blocked that shit. I couldn't believe it. Remember, I was talking to you. You were talking to me and Kobe. I'm like, bro, what, you gonna fucking love L.A.? There's nothing like being a Laker. Next day I know they blocked, David Stern blocks the trade.
They said it's over for that.
That was crazy. That was crazy.
But the crazy part about the All-Star games is that me and Kobe used to always say, we won't lose. Like,
right. Because
I
told
ain't
us
with that.
That.
Yeah. We used to beat a lot of people. And the thing was, you know, fans would be like, oh, the game wasn't good. And we'd be like, well, we just going to beat y'all ass. We ain't got nothing
right,
to do with that.
No, Kobe told us. He said he would look over at you and be like, CP, let's go.
Every time. Man, listen, All-Star game 2009 in Phoenix. Y'all should look back and see what the score was. We beat them so bad. We won All-Star game so bad. And I'll never forget it because Phil Jackson was the coach, right? And I remember coming in the locker room for the All-Star game. Usually the All-Star game, locker room, it's chill. Like Shaq was on the team. Shaq be wild in the locker room. Man, Phil Jackson come in there and he was like, Paul, what does Iverson like to do? I was like, yeah, what's going on? This is an All-Star game. Phil Jackson, he coached that game. We went out there and we sort of played almost like it was man-to-man, but if somebody had the ball on the right wing,
trap.
He was shit. Like, Pau Gasol had to come over to the elbow. So it looked like a zone, right? Somebody researched, figure out what the score was, because Bron and D-Wade them was so mad during the game. They was like, y'all just going to play a zone? We wore them out.
That's what's up. Nah, man, shout out to Kobe. But tell us about how it finally came about, like I said, and just how you guys felt as players out there. Because like I said, you got that fourth quarter was unbelievable. Tell us what that was like.
So, first and foremost, Giannis, you know, he got that mentality too. And you know, All-Star games, this is what's tricky too. In an All-Star game, when somebody drive down the lane to dunk, everybody usually do what?
Get out the way.
Move out the way, right? Because don't nobody want to get hurt. Don't nobody want to do nothing. So Giannis was smart. He just kept driving. Everybody move out the way. So I told us in the huddle, I said, oh, hell nah. That ain't going to work. That ain't going to work because he know he can just score every time if everybody going to move. And so, I mean, all game long, you know what I mean? Like, J. Kidd then was over there and all that because them was our assistant coaches. And I was like, yeah, that... We got to go because the way it was set up, too, if somebody gets a lead too big, then you in trouble in the fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
Man, and the dopest part, too, and I shout out to Coach Vogel for letting me play, is that usually to end the game, the starters usually end
the
game.
You in there. You had such a big effect. To me, you were in definitely in the All-Star, the MVP conversation. You had a hell of a game.
Man, but you know what I told Coach Vogel before
and he
the game?
Dunked. This motherfucker got a dunk.
Yeah. Easy.
Yeah, come on. Keep that low, Stack. Keep that low. Hey, look, though. This is what I told Coach Vogel before the game, but people probably don't even realize. I told him in the locker room. I said, listen, Coach. I said, I ain't one of them dudes that be like, I don't want to play and save me for the second half of the season. Mm-hmm. I want to hoop. I told him that. I said, don't be treating me like the old guy over here that just want to rest.
Even though you old as fuck, but go ahead.
Hey, you're only as old as me.
That's mental. That's all mental.
Hey, listen. I told him that, and so appreciate him for respecting that. Cause
that's dope.
Not losing.
Nah.
Now,
you guys brought it back, and we appreciate it. We were there.
Hey, Matt, but a lot of people didn't see CP in the summer before the season started, though.
Talk to them about it.
Catching lives. You was throwing it off the back. All kind of stuff in your workout. So I know it's still in the tank, but you ain't fooling me at all.
Man, I can't.
But he changed his diet, too. Talk to him about that, Chris, because he was proud. He told me, like, bro, you got to check this documentary out. I'm doing this now.
He stopped eating catfish and pork rinds.
I don't eat none of that.
Stop eating like a nigga.
No,
that's
more.
It.
I can't help it.
Y'all know who the first one to let me know that I done changed? My grandma. Uh-huh. Oh, my goodness.
Yes, sir.
When I go home with my grandma, can't touch that fat back no more.
Send it my way.
Hey, grandma used to travel to see me with chitlins.
Ooh. Them things are shut down the whole neighborhood. One house can cook them, and they'll fuck up the whole neighborhood.
Right. You got to find somebody that can clean them, Stack. You got to find somebody that can clean them.
That's funny.
But me and Maddie was talking during the summer, and he was asking me how I feel, and I, like, it was crazy, man. Like, I'm still amazed at it at times. You know, I'm sure some of the guys on my team would tell you, like, we'll have like a back-to-back, and I wake up the next morning and I'm walking around. I'm like, damn, I don't hurt. Mm-hmm. Like, this is crazy. I don't hurt. Like, some of my best games this year was on the second night of the back-to-back. So, like I told Maddie, I think that's, you know, obviously my diet and my trainers. Like, my training now, I feel better now than I did in years, man. So.
I went vegan for 6 months, man, and I lost so much weight. I had to stop it. I had to start eating back regular.
He looked like 50 Cent when he tried to try for that movie.
No, I didn't. I looked like Chris Rock off New Jack City.
You look like Pookie. Yeah.
You know, I'm already 230, 6'8", 230. You lose 10, 15 pounds. You look like a crackhead.
Ooh. Oh, my goodness.
The thing is, though,
Stack, was you doing like protein powder and stuff like that too, though?
Man, I was 2 protein shakes a day, and I worked out twice a day. It couldn't stay on me the same.
You know, you was on a crazy workout. That's when you was in the gym. You was getting big though.
But look though. I say this about both of y'all. Really, like, y'all didn't gave me my props, and I appreciate it. But I love this about both of y'all, right? And this is what I always paid attention to, even being a younger guy playing with G Hill, playing with Chauncey or something like that. Mm-hmm. Like, y'all know, a lot of times when guys get done playing, you put on weight. You know what I'm saying? And it takes a different mentality to, you know, get up and push or whatever. Like, Matt crazy. The way he getting them steam rooms and he run and all that. Like, y'all with the quickness. If y'all feel some weight coming off, I know both of y'all.
CP, that's because I had to keep the dope up out of me for the drug test, baby. You know what I mean? I got to stay free.
Man.
You feel
Listen,
me?
Man. But for real, like, Stat, me and my brother still tell this story. It's back when you played for Charlotte, right? During the summer. You probably don't even remember this. During the summer, me and you did an appearance somewhere. It was during the summer. You remember when you played in Charlotte?
Yeah, I was telling them about a story, and we flew into the airport together.
All right, so look. It was during the summer. It was one summer, and you had got big. You had got big during the summer. And I remember seeing you. I was like, dang, this thing is heavy. Get this heavy. He got heavy.
I played with you at 260.
Man, that's crazy to me. But the thing is, what you got the ability to do, that a lot of people, you can lock in.
Yeah, I had
like
to.
You can lock in. Like, you lock in and be like, all right, that's enough. Let me go get back on my grind. Like, you.
I couldn't do it.
Hey, it's tougher now to do that shit, though. I'm in the process now of like lock. You got to think, like, I was telling someone the other day, like, 4 years of college and 15 years of professional basketball, for 20 years, I've just been on a regimen to eat, work out, prepare myself, be the best me I could possibly be. So when, after that shit is done, it's just like, God damn, you want to let your hair down. But like you said, some players slip and never come back to life.
You know what I mean?
So I was going to be goddamned if I would ever let myself go anywhere near that.
Hey, it's easy to put it on, but it's hard to take it off, man.
We don't have no motivation. I was talking to Paul Pierce about this shit. He's talking about he riding bikes everywhere now, but we don't have no motivation no more. Like, it's not to get in shape for the season. It's not to get paid. It's not like we always had that drive. Obviously, we loved it, but we had that drive because it was our job. We had to stay professional. But now, like, my job is to be a dad and smoke weed. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's just like
Check this out, though. The day that I got home, and that was crazy how, like, got our test where then I came back home, but I hadn't got my results back, right? When I left Oklahoma to come here, I hadn't got my results back. So I got back to my house. I hadn't seen my kids since All-Star Weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't go in the house, though. I sat in the driveway for 3 hours because I hadn't got my test back.
Damn.
And so I could see my kids, but I couldn't go touch them. Right? So then that night, I actually, like, slept, like, in a room or whatever, didn't see the kids. or nothing like that, and was still waiting on my test. So that was tough in itself. Mm-hmm. But every day since I've been home, like, I didn't drink. Every single day, right? Mm-hmm. Every single day till yesterday. I said, yo, I can't do this. I've been working out every day, but I was like, I can't do this. You know what I mean? Because if you just start eating and drinking every day, you gonna look nasty. Yeah, I'm for real. Like, when you start to think about it, you know what I'm saying? Like,
big three, luckily, the big three motivated playing. Me a little bit. That's what kept me going. That big three shit motivated me.
Man, you know what? I still talk about you to this day, and it's a guy in the NBA that do that. I got to figure out who it is. But you ought to, Jack, you ought to ask my teammates how much they hear me talk about you, because Stack Jack was one of the most disrespectful offensive players I ever seen in my life. And you want to know why? Let me tell you why. It's because I try to tell guys, I don't go for pump fakes. I don't believe in going for pump fakes. So if a guy's in a corner three, I'm just telling all my right here, but who cares, whatever. I run at him, act like I'm going to jump, and then I stay down, right? Because, you know, a lot of guys want to pump fake and just go by you. So I don't jump. Stat Jack, you will close out on him and be right here, and he still just go up.
Nice and slow.
And shoot. And just shoot it anyway, right? That's disrespectful. I don't like that because I'm here.
Right.
I'm here, my nigga. You're not supposed to shoot.
Oh, man.
Because if you make this, if you make this, my coach going to ask me why I didn't run you off the line. Right.
That's the same shit. Remember Paul Pierce said the same shit about you. He's all in your face. That motherfucker just nice and slow. And
but, Maddie, I'm
Jack
here.
Jack was cold-blooded. Yeah, it don't matter.
But I'm here.
Because in his mind, before he got the ball, he was already going to shoot it. And before you closed out, that shit was right.
Like, he was premeditated.
I'm playing with this nigga, so I'm already telling you what he's thinking. So that's why I said,
he was premeditated.
Come on, man. He get charged for some shit like that.
Man,
let's talk about a little.
Boy.
These interviews are tricky because I want to fun and give the fans some shit, but I don't want to give them too much because we need you in the studio for like real life depth.
Right, you know what I mean?
So we go breeze over a couple more things, but like there's so much dope shit we got to talk about. So you definitely got to come fuck with us when this is over.
No question.
Yeah. Talk to us about Oklahoma City. You know, when you went there, you and I talked, you know, and I thought I had a great feeling. I was like, bro, you're going to go there and kill. Like, you're going to be, because it really pissed me off when you were in Houston and they said you was washed. Oh, CP can't do that. I was like, nah, motherfucker.
Yeah, right.
He was just playing in a tough situation. You know what I mean? It was tough. But I had, like, known and could look at you and still when you had flashes and then you was averaging 20 when you wasn't on the court with James, I was like, shit, let CP get this young team. It's going to be a wrap. And
I said CP is still the smartest point guard in the game.
Come on,
the way he go, he gonna make a team better. We just talked about this.
Yeah, and he's on that only eating grass and nuts diet.
He was
so that motherfucker feeling extra good. It flew that motherfucker over here eating like a bird. So CP is out there dunking in the All Star game, getting to his spot, hitting game winners.
Got the most clutch time
points during the season. I saw some little ESPN staff. Shout out ESPN because they pay me.
That means we play a lot of close games. That's what that means. We play a lot of close games. But, dog, going to Oklahoma. So, this was real crazy. First of all, I'm 34. I'll be 35 next month. I got a 19-year-old on my team, right? Mm. I got Bazley, Darius Bazley, my young fella. Love him to death, man. But it's crazy how many of my teammates didn't realize that I lived in Oklahoma before. Because when I got drafted in 05, Katrina hit.
Yeah, Katrina, yep.
And I played my first 2 years in Oklahoma. So I won Rookie of the Year in Oklahoma. So going back, it was different because obviously I went by myself. But y'all know, like, when you hoop, especially, like, I know Matt, I remember, like, our days with the Clippers, how you be hot at times. Like, man, I got to get the hell up out this corner. You know what I mean?
But Bruce Bowen.
The thing as a hooper is confidence. You know what I mean? Like, if you lose your confidence, then you shot. Right?
It's over.
So when I went to Oklahoma, I'd already started my eating or my training or whatever. So when the trade happened, I wasn't tripping. I was like, oh, I know what I can do. Let's get to it. I was more pissed about being away from the family. But the craziest part, and it ain't crazy, which is all a learning experience. When I got to Oklahoma, I had to prove myself. You know what I mean? It's not like when I went from the Hornets to the Clippers, right?
No.
Like when I went from the Hornets to the Clippers, it's like everybody know they're nice. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You just come right in.
Motherfucking nice.
When I went to Oklahoma, I had to prove myself. You know what I mean? To the younger guys or whatever, to show them that, you know, whether that's the case or not, if the media puts you out there somewhat washed, people start to think that.
No question. Right? You see what everyone talking shit about Bron.
Right, right. I had to prove myself to my teammates, to my coaches, to everybody in the organization. I had to show that I could stay healthy. You know, I had to prove all this stuff. So it was cool. And the best thing about it was that we had a great group of guys. Like Dennis Schroeder, who's a guy who a lot of people be like, man, Dennis kind of did well. I was like, look, man, we both crazy competitive. Like, Dennis is a competitor. We get into it at times or whatever, nice. But it's all love. It's all
Strike.
Love.
We call him Strike from Gremlins. Like Strike from Gremlins because he got the little thing.
Michael Blackson's son.
Mugwai. He nice, then, though.
I've always liked him back from Atlanta. He goes hard. Yeah. He just plays hard as fuck.
Yeah, man.
And then Shea, I love Shea Gildress. He's gonna
like
be a problem.
My little brother for real. That's like
I know you tell me about
real.
That.
Yeah, he nice. Yeah. He nice.
Yeah. And Coach, that's the other thing, man. When I first got traded there, me and my brother was in Oklahoma, and Coach had me over to his house. His wife cooked dinner. She cooked Beyond Meat, Matt. She cooked, and we was over there, and we just talked. And I told Coach, and you know what it's like, Matt, when you come like as a man and not as like a kid. It was like, look, Coach, good, bad, or indifferent. Let's talk. Let's communicate. You know, let me know what you need from me and vice versa. And Billy been great with that.
That's what's up. Tell me what you see. I know Doc Rivers was really high on Shea. Him learning from one of the best point guards ever in yourself. Tell me what it's like a little bit about kind of being like you're the OG now, like the real OG, 34 years old, but you're still, you're just coming off an all-star game. You've completely, I think, shocked the league, probably the most surprising team in the league to think you guys have the same record as the Rockets. What is it like and what's that environment like around the team?
Man, it's real dope in that. Excuse me. Like we got a team group chat, guys talk and all this different type of stuff. Some guys be together here and there, but when we all get together, it's nothing like it. We have so much fun. Everybody love to learn and compete, but we still got somewhat of a young team, so I'm constantly in their ear, you know what I mean, always talking. And I was messing with Baisley. might have been the night that the whole situation happened with the COVID thing. But I was like, look, man, I was like, I done played for some coaches that you just feel like they talking all the time. But when you're away from them, you realize that, you know, it made sense. You know what I mean? You start hearing it over and over. So, like, Darius Baisley starts saying some of the stuff that I say all the time, like, stay down, or something that I always say is bad teams find a way to lose, right? So hearing him say all those comments just, you know, let me know that I am doing something right, even though sometimes it's probably a lot for them that 8-10 years from now when they're still in the league, they're going to remember that.
Hey, let me ask you a question about Steven Adams. I'm a big fan of Steven Adams, bro.
Love him.
He one of those big guys that I really feel that could have played in every era. You know, he can catch, right. He can finish, he's tough, he don't back down to here. And he's a solid, true definition of a big man. Give me, what's your thoughts on him?
Man, first and foremost, Steven Adams is like the nicest, most polite person you'll ever meet.
Dude.
yeah, I can tell.
Right. Right, like you see him, he told us, "Hey, mate.
Everything is mate." Yeah. He was in Vegas with me and DJ for DeAndre Jordan's birthday party, and I was surprised as fuck. I'm meeting this big ass motherfucker, strong as an ox. Hey, mate, everything's so polite, cool, mild mannered, cool ass dude.
You ought to see him, especially like if a ref do something, like referee make him mad here and there. He'll run up to the ref, and people probably be like, "Oh," but he literally just go ask him, what did I do, mate? Like, he really asking a question.
Cool ass dude.
He's solid, though.
Very routine, which is dope, man. I love it. Like, he's big on body movements or whatnot and all that. And just a consummate teammate. He's just gonna do whatever the team need him to do. He gonna set a screen. He don't care about nobody's rebound. He don't care about nobody's points. The man is just a great dude, man, and so funny too. Like, he probably one of the funniest ones in our team group chat.
Yeah. So, Lob City, you coming from?
Lob City.
Supposed to go to the Lakers. That gets blocked. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. But then you still come to L.A. and you go to the Clippers with the young, up-and-coming Blake Griffin. And you guys take L.A. by storm. How'd that feel?
Oh, that was so crazy. It was so crazy, especially now that you can look back on it and reflect. I think about all the dope teammates I got to play with. But that Lob City, man, like, when people tweet that and I see it on my Twitter and I see these dunks and... I mean, y'all lived it. Y'all saw it. Like, I remember that first year. You know how teams had walkthroughs? Or shoot around?
Yeah.
Like, we'd be in shoot around and just walking. And you remember, man, like, somebody just throw the, like, you'll pass the ball to Blake, and he could just throw it back up top. You don't necessarily have to finish it. He'll just throw it up in the air, and then DJ, boom!
It was stupid. People don't understand it. Those two, bro. Stupid.
Nothing like it. And then when we had, even my first year when I had Bled, I had Eric Bledsoe. You know what I mean? And that was just, I talked to Darren Collison yesterday. That's random.
Shout out to DC,
man. He might have been the funniest one we had, Matt.
Yeah, he was classic.
You stupid. I called him 12 and 10.
Hey, but DC, people understand, we were one of the best teams never to win a fucking championship, man. We had so much talent, bro. You, Bled, Darren Collison, Jamal Crawford, J.J. Redick, Caron Butler, Lamar Odom, me.
Crazy, dog.
Who else? Turioff, Ryan Hollins. Stack Jack with us for a minute. Like,
hey, you remember what DC used to say all the time?
Chris broke his hand. That's why they cut me, because Chris broke his hand. And Candace like, yeah, we know we got you for on the 10-day, and we was going to continue on for the rest of the season tomorrow, but Chris broke his hand. We got to bring another point guard in.
Man, you came in, and we was getting at it, too.
We was right up.
We was getting at it, too.
I loved it. I was so excited. I was like, oh, they had fucked up and let us get stacked.
Y'all remember Nate Robinson was on our team, too, for a little while.
Yeah.
Hey, shout out Nate.
Oh, that's... my bad. My fault. Jada just walked in.
Hey, yeah. Jada.
Everybody say hey.
What's up, Jada?
Little Chris, little bad. Go on somewhere, son. Oh, but look, though. Matt, you remember what DC used to say all the time? He think he can't be touched. Hey, DC, man, I genuinely... I don't know, man. When DC was thinking about making that comeback, you remember when the teams was thinking about getting
it? Yeah, he nice.
I sent DC a long text message, man, and just told him whatever decision he made, I was with him, man, because I love him and I miss watching him play. Because people forget, too, that DC was my rookie in New Orleans.
In New Orleans,
he was solid, dog.
He was
solid.
My rookie in New Orleans. Yeah, so, man, shout out
to
DC.
I played with him.
Yeah,
I got a chance to play with him twice. I'll take that motherfucker to war any day.
Yes, sir.
Sacramento and Clippers.
Oh, dang, yeah.
With Boogie before I went to Golden State.
Yeah.
But, yeah, talk a little bit more. Like, we won't have to go too far in depth, but I tell people, I think, like, we were one of the best teams never to win it. You got there and took the city by storm, playing with DeAndre and Blake. Like, you gave a little story, but people don't understand. Like, Blake was an animal, but DeAndre was taller and jumped just like Blake.
Exactly.
And strong as fuck. Strong as DJ, strong as a motherfucker, boy.
You know what's crazy,
man? He be eating them plants and leaves too, like you, though. Y'all on that weird shit.
Big fella, man. I still talk to Big fella about every day. Yep. For real. DJ, yeah. I still talk to DJ about
every
day.
Shout out DeAndre. No, we still in our group chat, so that's my dog. DJ. That's my little bro.
So what's crazy about it is that when I got to Houston, Clint Capella, right? Great dude. Clint Capella was like, CP, why you don't throw lobs as much to me? You know what I mean? Because I was doing a lot of bounce passes to Clint Capella, because sort of the way our offense was set up, I'm not 6'5", 6'6", like James, so I couldn't throw it over to the defense, so I was bouncing it to him. And I tried to explain to him one day, like, listen, man, when I threw the lob to DJ, all I had to do was keep it in the arena. It ain't have to be no accuracy.
Man,
it ain't have to be no accuracy, no nothing. Just
man, what?
On your head every time. Mm-hmm. And it's crazy. It's seriously one of those things you don't realize what you have until it's gone. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I mean,
man.
I think about it at times, and me and Blake absolutely had our issues here and there or whatnot, but I actually appreciated Blake probably a lot more after I left or whatever. And then, especially once he started shooting them threes like that, I was like, God.
Blake is a motherfucking killer. Flo, Blake is a killer. We had you in your prime, him in his prime, DeAndre coming into his prime, Jamal Crawford, like, we're going to get into more. When you come and sit down, we're going to break that whole Clipper situation down, man.
Hey,
but one thing I did want to talk about, because people keep playing it, the night that you threw the fucking lob to DJ and he dunked on Brandon Knight. Probably one of the most disrespectful dunks in the history of the game.
I'm surprised they gave y'all bail. Y'all should still be in jail for that.
Yo.
B. Knight, my man, too, now.
Murder.
Me and Brandon Knight got a chance to play together in Houston. So that's
cool,
my
dude.
Man now, dog.
Cool dude.
He's a solid dude, CP, but he been on Blue Bulls for about 4 or 5 different teams, bro.
the craziest part about that lob is, like, where I threw it. Like, I threw it further back because I knew DJ could catch it and take
and
it
go
to
with
the rim.
It.
Yeah, like, most lobs, you throw it to the rim, but I threw it, like, to the dots or whatever because – even to this day, like, if I go right or something on a pick and roll, if I see the low man over early, I throw it to the corner. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That's an easy read. Mm-hmm. That's an easy read. And so when we would run that play for DJ, we'd call 45 or whatever. Mm-hmm. All I was doing, I wasn't even looking at DJ. I was just looking at the low man.
Yeah,
I
mean, he was with me. Because I had shaken up and hit a three-pointer earlier, maybe two possessions before that. So then I stayed in the corner that time, and it was over.
But listen, man, your reactions.
Yo, people. That's why I want people to watch my reaction when
you
this
jumped
nigga
in the
ducks
air,
on
the, kicked your
left,
feet,
and left. And left. Like, I didn't want to be questioned for no murder. I wasn't trying to snitch on nobody. Like, I didn't want to tell that DJ had just killed this man in front of the whole world. So
man.
I jumped up
hey,
and, like,
up.
Went, like, ooh, and, yo,
hey,
ran
listen,
to the other
y'all
end of the
do.
Court.
Hey, this is what y'all got to do, Stack and Matt, when y'all get a chance. Me and my brother got a whole text stream, but this is all we do to each other, is when somebody dunk, look at the other team's bench.
Right? Bro.
So oh, they be
all
going
we
crazier
do.
Than the actual team.
Hey,
right?
Hey.
Because
like,
they can't.
Me and my brother text each other. We be like, look, you can't. Go back and look at
our bench.
Gerald Green's dunk against the Nets.
The windmill?
Look, the whole bench, huh?
The windmill?
Yeah. Go look. They was playing against Houston. Look at Houston's bench. Bunch of them over there do like this. You can't do that.
You can't do that. That shit make it worse.
You can't. If you on the other team, you can't do that.
That shit make it way worse. Bro, that was one of the most disrespectful dunks in NBA history. All right, man, we're going to end with this. I want you to – we got this quarantine challenge. So I want you to answer these questions. Nah. It's not crazy stuff. Nah. I want you to answer these questions. What the hell
quarantine
is mine
on the scene.
Quarantine 19. All right. Questions are, what has been your favorite All the Smoke episode, CP?
Favorite All the Smoke episode was probably, can I just say two?
Yeah, I got two.
Can I say, Kobe's and Lou Will.
Lou Will shit was dope.
Dope, I like
dope,
Lou Wills.
Dope, that's dope.
Who should be a guest of All the Smoke?
A
Who would
guest
you like to see us
All
interview?
The Smoke. Ooh. Y'all had Oak yet? Charles
nah,
Oakley?
Nah, we Oak need yet. To get him.
Y'all should get Uncle Oak, man, because I
yes,
think
sir.
Oak got some of the realest stories or whatever.
And he can cook for us on set. And he can cook
Hell
for
yeah.
us. You know he got his own cooking stuff going
he
on.
He cook and do all that. And I sort of got like a little early little screening of that that MJ doc, whatever. I done seen something like you should get Oak on here.
Oak was a killer. No, we gonna definitely gonna try to get him. That's a good call.
We tried before.
We gonna get him this time. No, he gotta fuck. We seen him though. He already said he wanna come on.
Yeah. We seen him.
Most underrated player in the NBA.
Most underrated player in the NBA. Dang, hold on. I'll be having a whole bunch of guys on my mind when the game's gone. Dang, hold on. Let me see. Underrated.
It's a lot.
Yeah, I know. It's a whole lot of them. One of them is, I think, Dennis, to tell you the truth. Schroeder.
I like
Schroeder,
good yeah. call.
Yeah,
good call.
I for sure yeah. think Dennis is. And it's crazy because, like, I always knew he was good, even when I played against him. But he's so much better even now. And I think his confidence is up. So, you know, somebody get better and their confidence up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a problem.
He's tough. But those guys, I mean, the Bradley Beal, C.J. McCollum, Drew Holiday, there's a lot of them out there, man. There's a lot of Lou Williams, a lot of underrated, underappreciated guys that are killers.
But some of them guys you just named is underrated to people who don't know who.
Right.
Right.
Like, right. when I strap up against Drew, look, we got to get to it.
Come with it. No question. Both
know
ends.
What time it is.
Both ends. Right. Player in the NBA with the most swag besides yourself?
Oh, man.
Yeah, you've been wearing some nice peacoats lately, man. The match the shoes and the shirt and all that.
Oh,
and
boy, you know CP come with it.
I asked him in Chicago where he getting the shit from, and guess what he told me? He don't even know. Oh, it come off the rack.
Hey, listen.
He's an all-the-rack size type motherfucker. That's why CP can wear anything.
But he lying because I know he had the shirt match the jacket, the inside of the jacket.
Oh, shit was cold. And the shoes match.
Whatever. This right here, shout out to Hebrew.
There you go.
Shout out to Hebrew Brantley right here, Flyboy.
There you go. Flyboy.
Y'all know that. Flyboy. You know what? Shay, young fella on my team. Shay.
He definitely stylish.
Shay got some nice style.
Anything you're currently binge watching?
Dang. Oh, this is a whole nother episode. I hope y'all done seen Tiger King.
Man, yeah,
we seen that, but you seen the recent video come out when he say, man, the world is so crazy. Black guys can say the N-word on their songs, but I can't say it. It's a video.
No, I ain't seen that stat.
Yeah, man, I seen you the video, man. It just came out. And I enjoyed the movie, but I didn't like how he treated the workers. Like, he treated everybody like shit, man.
That's
like
Joe
shit.
Exotic, man. I'm cool with Joe Exotic. Shout out Joe Exotic holding it down in the Oklahoma. He's in Oklahoma, right?
Yo, so look, check this out. So
go visit him. Put something on his book, CP.
You know the sheriff? You know the sheriff that's in there that be talking?
Yep.
He worked for the team.
Oh, does he really? Oh, so you got the inside scoop. Hey, Carol killed her husband and fed that nigga to the lions. Straight
yes,
up.
Yes, she did.
No question.
Tony the Tiger said he was great. Ate the shit out of that nigga, dog.
Hey, that's crazy.
Get stack off my phone, man. Get stack off my phone. I'm not right, playing with you, dog.
Hey, next question. What's your favorite quarantine snack?
Man, my favorite quarantine snack, been these barbecue chips, man.
Mm.
It's some like chips in there that Jada got. They ain't nothing but the devil.
He said ain't nothing but the devil.
They ain't nothing but
who
the
they
devil.
Buy, who they buy, CP? Not the voodoo chips, huh?
The voodoo chips. Crack. Oh,
wow,
shit.
Oh my God.
Them shits is incredible.
Nah, that ain't that. I'm trying to get to some strawberries though and some grapes. Tell you, man, I gotta get back to work.
Okay, hey, so this is a hypothetical, figuring that both of you hypothetically would smoke. If you smoked cannabis in your off time, who would you like to smoke with? That's an NBA player.
Have a session.
Former, present, coach, anybody.
You said former who?
It could be a former player, current player, a coach, a trainer.
Anybody?
A ball boy like Matias. Like.
Oh, Theezy. Oh, my man, Theezy.
Shout out Matias.
Shout out Theezy.
Who would it be? Oh, probably Snoop.
That's everybody's first choice down there.
Y'all done did that already. Y'all probably done did that already.
A million times.
It's still great every time, though. So it's never watered down.
A new experience every time.
Just because he is who he is, you know what
right.
I mean?
The godfather of it. Favorite retro jersey growing up? Or
favorite
current?
Favorite retro jersey when I was growing up.
Man. I got a CP3 signed New Orleans jersey in here.
The throwback?
Talk to him.
Retro jersey. You know which one was the cold one? Was the Alex English, the Denver Nuggets throwback.
That shit was
that?
Tough. Yeah,
that
one was with dope. All the colors
with
on
the,
it.
With the colors,
with the
on,
colors
yeah,
on it.
Dope.
Come on, man.
Yeah, that was dope.
Artist on repeat right now.
Shit, Lil Baby, Roddy Ricch.
Okay,
probably Roddy.
Tough.
But today, I'm gonna tell you this for sure. Today,
Nip.
Ain't nothing in my house or outside Nip. My house but Nip.
You already know. Rest in peace, my brother. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace, Nip.
Hey, man. Well, that's a wrap. Special episode. That's a wrap. Special episode. COVID-19.
he put quarantine and COVID together. All right.
I was thinking about food, but that's a wrap, man. Special edition. Coming to you live from... Nope, we not live. That's a wrap. Want to thank my brother Chris Paul for his time on this special of COVID-19. I'm trying to think. I'm not... You know what I mean? I got to be on the fly. I'm with a different outro now.
Oh, my goodness.
Here we go. That's a wrap. Want to thank Chris Paul for joining us today with a little bit of his time. We appreciate you. Thank you, man. Like I said, we don't want to get too deep because we got some stories we got to get into. We have you in studio, man. But best of luck to you. Stay safe, you and your family. We love you, man, and we're looking forward
love you, bro.
To
appreciate you.
Getting the season
appreciate
back going.
Y'all, man.
So thanks for your time,
all love,
bro.
Fellas. Always.
Jack.
Yes, sir.
Y'all dapping up.
Yeah. Chris, appreciate you, man. Tell the family what up.
No doubt, fellas. Appreciate it.
All right, that's a wrap.
This life was all I ever wanted.
I'm not leaving. Not yet.
I was hoping you'd say that.
We gotta hit the streets, make some money.
People like us must destroy people like him. Buckle up.
Get Showtime free at Showtime.com.